And Simon Tuf Kuf Sifbeis Mechaber says, "Asar lishkol basar afilu bebeiso leida kamayavasha." You're not allowed to weigh meat in your home, even in your home, in order to know how much you need to cook to see how much this piece of meat weighs. The Bar Halacha quotes the Mishnah Berurah, who says that there's really no way whatsoever to weigh meat on Yontif. Rather, you just need to rely on the butcher. Whatever the butcher, however the butcher says, that's how much it weighs, and that's what you have to rely on. If you don't want to rely on what the butcher is saying, so the Bar Halacha says what you could do is have him take two pieces of meat that seem equal to him, and then measure the next one the next day, and then you'll see how much it really weighed. But if you're trying to cook on Yom Tov, this won't help you. This won't help you for buying. So what if you want to cook on Yom Tov? So the Mishnah Berurah says that you can't weigh it, and even if you're not using the regular scales or anything like that, rather you put on scales, you put a knife or some other object to weigh the meat against that. Not weights and measures, but just a scale, and you put an object on it. That's also not allowed because it's of the dechol. The Chonim write that even if you're not exact in the measurement, that's still going to be aser because it looks like you're weighing, and no weighing is allowed because of the dechol. Even to use the scales just to protect the meat from mice, because you don't want to leave the meat on the floor. So you want to put it on a scale in order to protect it. You're not allowed to do that. It's in a place that you normally weigh the meat, so you're not allowed to put this meat on the scale even to protect it. You could have no usage of the scale whatsoever. Oh, what about if you're weighing it l'tzorich mitzvah, such as on Leil HaSeder, you want to weigh how much matzah you're eating in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Kav HaChaim writes, based on what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shabbos, that you're allowed to measure l'tzorich mitzvah, so too the same thing should be true for weighing, that weighing should be mutter l'tzorich mitzvah, but the Kav HaChaim is not really sure about it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you can be somech on it, and you're allowed to weigh for mitzvah purposes, and he says that's why you're allowed to weigh, you're allowed to use like mini measures that would be permissible because it's not near a kamecha chomemka. The whole problem is because it looks like you're doing business, so if you're using these little things, so then it's obvious that it's not for business purposes, so that's why he says it would be okay. So we saw the Mishnah Berurah said that even if you're not exact in your weighing, it's still going to be usser. However, by measuring, the Ramah said earlier in Shinchav Gimel Sif Aleph, that when it comes to measuring, there are those who are mekel, that if you're not exact, that it's going to be mutter. And the reason to differentiate between measuring and weighing, Magen Avraham says, is because dafka, by measuring, there are some who are mekel, because then it's not, doesn't look like you're actually measuring, it looks like you're just pouring something into a kli. Not for measuring purposes, you're just dumping it in. But if you're weighing, so no matter whether you're weighing exact or not, it's clear that you're doing it for weighing purposes, and that's why it is going to be prohibited. So again, even though l'tzorich mitzvah, it would appear that weighing would be permissible, just like by measuring. When it comes to measuring, we're making that if it's not exact a measurement, then it's going to be okay, even if it's not l'tzorich mitzvah, but by weighing, we would not say so. The Mechaber continues, afilu lishkol mana keneged mana aser, even to take a piece of meat and put it against another piece of meat, you're not allowed to weigh that way either. Umeter lishkol biyado, you're allowed to put it in your hand, shalkecha chaticha biyado mashar kama yeshba, and just say, what does this feel like? That's going to be permissible, because it's not exact at all. If you take a weight in your other hand and say, this feels like it's the same, so the Mishnah Berurah says that's going to be prohibited. It has to be that you just take it in your hand and guess how much it weighs. Tabach uman afil zeh aser, if it's a butcher, so then he can't even do it that way. But a butcher who knows how to cut precisely, so he would be allowed to do that, even though it would appear that this would be an exact cutting, since it's not clear that that's what he's doing, it's going to be okay. You're not allowed to make a hole in a piece of meat with a knife in order to hang the piece of meat from the knife, but you're allowed to make a hole in the meat with your hand. The Shabur says the reason you're not allowed to do it is because it is of the dechol. It's the way that they normally do this during the week, so you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or Yantif. That's why you would have to do it with your hand instead. But if it's not to hang it, it's just to make a simon so that you know which piece of meat you want to use, so then that's going to be permissible even with a knife. But the Mishnah Berurah adds that you're not allowed to make the meat designs or letters or anything like that in the meat. That is going to be prohibited on Yom Tov, so you can't make designs in the meat. And this is a discussion about challahs. Can you make, when you're baking challahs on Yom Tov, would you be allowed to make those into a shape also? So it appears from Mishnah Berurah that you would not be allowed to make food into a shape on Yom Tov.